Bom dia a todos. Sejam muito bem-vindos à nossa videoconferência de
Good
resultados do
morning,
terceiro trimestre de
everyone. You're
2024.
welcome to our
Eu sou o
conference
Sérgio
for the
Sério,
third
Head
quarter of
de RI, e está
24.
aqui comigo
I
hoje o
am
Denis
Sérgio
Vassil,
Sério, head
Danilo
of
Maia,
IR,
nosso CFO.
and Dennis, our
Como de costume,
CEO. And
vamos
Maia,
começar
our
com os destaques mais
CFO, are
importantes do
here with
terceiro
me
trimestre de
today.
2024. Em
As
seguida,
usual, we're going to
abriremos
start
com a
with the
sessão de
most
perguntas e
important
respostas.
highlights
Os
of the
participantes que
third
queiram
quarter of
realizar uma
24,
pergunta
and
podem
then
apertar
we
o
will
botão
have the
levantar a mão
Q&A
na parte
session.
inferior da plataforma Zoom,
Participants who want
ou,
to
caso
ask a
prefiram enviar a
question, can
pergunta por
press the
escrito,
raise button,
utilizando o
raise
botão
hand button
Q&A, que
at the bottom
buscaremos
of the
responder
Zoom
ao vivo
bar.
ou
If you
posteriormente
prefer to send
via
the
o nosso
question in
time de
writing,
RI.
you can use
Antes de
the
prosseguirmos,
Q&A
gostaria de
button, which
esclarecer que
will try
eventuais
to
projeções,
answer live or
expectativas
later
apresentadas
via
nessa videoconferência a
our IR team.
respeito de
Before
desempenhos futuros
proceeding,
da
we'd like to
Vox,
clarify that
são
any
baseadas
projections
em
and
crenças e
expectations
premissas
based
atuais,
in this
além de
video
informações
conference
disponíveis no
regarding Toto's
momento.
future
É
performances
importante
are based on
ressaltar
current
que nessas
beliefs and
projeções
assumptions
se envolvem incertezas e
available at the
riscos,
moment. It is
fatores como
important to
condições
note that
econômicas
these
gerais,
projections
dinâmicas
involve
do setor
uncertainties
e
and
outras
risks.
variáveis ou
Factors
operacionais
such
podem
as general
impactar
economic
significativamente
conditions,
os resultados
industry
da empresa,
dynamics, and other
levando a
operational
desvios
variables,
materiais em
which can
relação às
impact the
expectativas aqui
company's
apresentadas.
results, leading to
Agora passo
material
a palavra para o Denis, que fará a
deviations from the
cobertura, e eu voltarei
expectations
no final
herein.
para a sessão
I
de
now
perguntas e
turn over
respostas.
to Dennis, who open,
Boa, obrigado,
and I will
Sérgio,
return
e um
at
ótimo
the
dia
end
aí para
for the
todos
Q&A
vocês.
session.
Bom, o
Thank you,
crescimento da
Sérgio.
companhia nos
Have a
últimos
great
anos
day,
tem
you all.
sido
The company's
excepcional,
growth in
atingindo
recent
agora
years has been
22
exceptional,
trimestres
reaching
consecutivos de
22
double digits na
consecutive
receita
quarters of
recorrente
double-digit
e,
recurring
considerando a
revenue.
ação de
And
ARR,
considering
matematicamente o
a
23º mais
addition,
próximo,
the
com a maior parte
23rd
deles nos
seems right around the
plantas, ou
corner.
seja, em gestão,
In
um
terms of
mercado que era
management,
corretamente visto por
a
alguns
market
como
which was
maduro e
incorrectly
com alta
seen by
penetração.
some as
Nesse
mature,
trimestre,
with
a
high
receita líquida consolidada
penetration.
atingiu
In this quarter,
R$ 1,4 bilhão, 15%
consolidated net
acima do
revenue
3T
reached
23
1.4
e
billion
4,2% acima do
BRL,
2T 24.
15% above the
As
third quarter
receitas
of
de SaaS
23
em
and
gestão,
4.2%
as receitas de business
above the
performance em
second
Tech
quarter of
Fin
24.
continuam sendo as
SaaS
principais
management,
propulsoras
business
desse
performance, and
crescimento,
tech fin
representando
revenues remain
conjuntamente
as
mais
the
da
main
metade da
drivers of
receita
this growth,
consolidada e
along with
quase 80% do
actually,
crescimento ano
they
contra ano.
together account for more
Portanto,
than half of
seguimos executando
consolidated
com
revenue
sucesso
and
a
almost
nossa estratégia.
80% of the
No
year-over-year
trimestre
growth.
anterior,
In
falamos
the
sobre a
previous
nossa
quarter,
confiança na
we
recuperação
talked
da
about our
rentabilidade a partir
confidence
do segundo
in
semestre de
recovering
2024.
profitability
E é
from the
exatamente isso que
second
podemos
half of
observar agora.
24, and this
A
is exactly
companhia
what we
vem
see
ganhando
now.
margem de
The
forma
company has gained
sequencial desde o
margin
quarto trimestre de 2023.
steadily
A
since the
margem
fourth
EBITDA
quarter of
ficou
23.
200 pontos
The
base
EBITDA
acima
margin
do
was 200
2T24
base
e 20
points
pontos
above the
base
second
acima
quarter
do
of 24 and
que é
20
ótimo,
points
já
above the
que
first
o
quarter
primeiro
of
trimestre
24.
costuma
And this
ter
is great,
a
since the
maior
first
margem
quarter usually
do ano.
has the highest
Essa
margin of the
evolução também
year.
pode ser observada no lucro
This
líquido
evolution is
ajustado,
also
que cresceu
seen in the
impressionantes
adjusted net income,
55% sobre
which grew an
2T24,
impressive
além do lucro do
55%
fluxo
over
de
the
caixa
second quarter of
livre, que
24,
também cresceu
in addition to the free
55%
cash
sobre o
flow, which
3T23,
also grew 55%
16% sobre
over the third quarter
2T24
of 23,
no acumulado do ano,
16% over the second
19%.
quarter of 24, and
Agora eu vou passar a palavra
19%
para o
year
Maia
to
para
date.
comentar os
I now
resultados
turn
das
over to
três
Maia to
dimensões,
comment on the
começando
results
por
of the three
gestão no
dimensions,
slide 4,
starting
e eu
with
volto
management
com
on slide
vocês no
4.
final da
I'll
apresentação.
come
Maia, com
back with
você.
you at the end of the
Obrigado,
presentation.
Denis.
Naya,
Muito bom dia a
it's your
todos.
turn. Thank
O
you,
foco da Vox
Dennis.
em receitas
Good morning,
recorrentes,
everyone.
ele está
Toto's
recortado
focus
no
on recurring
representatividade de
revenues is
89%
reflected in
da
this
receita líquida de
representation of
gestão nesse trimestre,
89% of
um
this
crescimento de
quarter's net
20%
management
no ano
revenue,
contra ano.
with a growth of
Desempenho de SaaS gestão
20%
segue
year over
como
year.
destaque, superando a
The
marca dos
performance
500
of
bilhões
SaaS
no
management
trimestre e
continues as
crescendo
a highlight,
30% ano contra ano.
surpassing the
Aqui,
500
vale a
million
menção de
BRL
uma
mark
contínua
in
demanda
the
pelas
quarter,
soluções
growing
PaaS, plataforma e
31%
serviço
year over
de
year.
cloud.
And here
Essas
it is worth
ofertas de subscrição
mentioning
em
that
cloud
the
permitem maior
continuous demand
escalabilidade,
for T-Cloud PaaS
flexibilidade e
platform as
eficiência na entrega
service
das suas
solutions.
soluções,
These cloud
facilitando o ano de
subscription offers
upsell,
allow
além de
greater
otimizar
scalability,
os custos de utilização dos
flexibility, and
produtos pelos nossos
efficiency in the
clientes.
delivery of their
Nós vemos
solutions,
cloud como uma
facilitating
oportunidade gigante de
up and
crescimento por muitos e
cross-selling,
muitos anos,
in addition to
pois mais da metade
optimizing
da
the
base de
costs and use
clientes
of
instalados
products by
ainda
our
está on-premise.
customers.
Com a
We see
migração
cloud
representando
as a
parte do
giant
risco
growth
operacional,
opportunity for
alto valor
many,
agregado,
many years,
resultando
as
num
more
consumo de
than
mínimo
half of
crescente,
management's customer
ao qual
base is
nós
still
podemos continuar
on-premise
ampliando
with
o nosso portfólio.
migration. presenting low operational risk, high added value, resulting in growing cloud consumption. We have even observed a new assessment of foreign stock markets in relation to the world's large ERP companies, precisely due to a review of the potential for revenue and profitability growth arising from the migration to the cloud. TOTVS has benefited from this movement for a long time. We believe that this assessment fully applies to our case. ARR management reached 4.8 billion BRLs with organic net addition of 155 million BRLs, 19% above the addition in the third quarter of 23, with solid sales volume representing 87% of this addition. Management EBITDA, shown on slide 5, exceeded the 300 million BRL mark, surpassing the second quarter by 9% and the first one by 5%. EBITDA margin was only 60 base points below Q1, which has been the quarter with the highest margin in recent years, given that it counts on the seasonal contribution of incremental revenue from corporate model license. The next few quarters tend to benefit from the integration of recent acquisitions, which initially brought below average profitability, and also from the convergence of IGPM to the IPCA, which is reflected on adjustments passed on to contracts as they complete a new 12-month period. To better illustrate what we're referring to here, we brought on slide 6 an exercise on how inflation has impacted the margin of this dimension. And as commented in previous quarters, management revenue adjustments have a different dynamic from salary adjustments, the collective bargaining and or collective bargaining, due to the formats, anniversary of the contracts, and above all, the indices having divergent behavior at times. Thus, the mismatch of IGPM and IPCA can contribute as a tailwind, impacting the gain in profitability when IGPM is above the IPCA, or impacting as a headwind. The yellow line represents the difference in the quarter, as if the results were adjusted by the IPC and accumulated in the management margin. And in the first quarter of 2020 until the second quarter of 22, the green area in the graph, IGPM was above the IPCA, with the EBITDA margin benefiting, accumulating 420 base points above in the second quarter of 22. This benefit was reversed in the third quarter of 22 until the curve shifted the direction from the fourth quarter of 22, the blue area, when the IGPM started to remain below the IPCA. As a result, there was an opposite cumulative effect, which accumulated 250 base points in the third quarter of 24. In September 24, the IGPM for the last 12 months was once again above the IPCA, and although the sequential effect on the EBITDA margin is still not positive, it is likely to be reversed soon, after more than 2 years. Another important remark, disregarding the undesirable effect of 110 base points accumulated from the third quarter of 23 to the third quarter of 24, the management EBITDA margin, which decreased by 50 base points in this period, would actually show a growth of 60 base points year over year. And now I move on to business performance on slide 7. Business performance is a reality right now. The dimension already has an ARR not far from 600 million BRLs, which makes it one of the largest SaaS businesses in Brazil. The strategy in this business dimension combines the change from single to multi-product, bringing cross-selling within the dimension as a new avenue of growth and the addition of a new go-to-market via cross-sell with management clients, using the existing field sales distribution structure in a base with slightly larger profiles, with a strong presence in different sectors of the economy. The objective is to reinforce the advantages of pure SaaS with light unit economics and scalability in growth, also bringing some of the main advantages of the management model, in particular, stickiness and predictability. The net addition of ARR for this quarter totaled 23 million, de-accelerating quarter-over-quarter. I remind you that, especially in this dimension, these indicators reflect the short-term dynamics of the market and may suffer quarterly fluctuations without representing structural changes, which we understand to be the case this time. The net addition of ARR for this quarter totaled 23 million, de-accelerating quarter-over-quarter. I also remind that, especially in this dimension, these indicators more quickly reflect the short-term dynamics of the market and may suffer quarterly fluctuations without representing structural changes. Slide 9, TechFin. The third quarter has a historical behavior of greater concentration of credit production in agribusiness. We had good volume this year, and production was 5.6% higher year-over-year. EBITDA ended the quarter at 8.6 million BRL, with strong seasonal margin expansion. Which went from 0.5 in the second quarter to 10.9 in the third quarter. Now, we closed the second quarter with important recognitions in our ESG agenda. Number one, TOTVS won the 11th place in the category of companies between 1,000 and 10,000 employees in the 24th edition of the GPTW ranking, and we were recognized for the fourth consecutive year in the Transparency Trophy, consolidating our position as a reference in the preparation of transparent financial statements. Yesterday, to maximize shareholder value, our board approved a new buyback program of up to 18 million shares, with the termination of the program approved 1 year ago and the cancellation of the almost 18 million shares repurchased at an average price of 28.32. Now, moving to my final message on slide 11, this third quarter represents a kind of to turn the corner in relation to TOTVS' ability to demonstrate operating leverage both in EBITDA and in the bottom line. In management, the fourth quarter will benefit strongly from the latest additions of ARR. Additionally, as seen in the chart that Maia showed, the inversion between IGPM and IPCA may have come to an end since in September the IGPM of the last 12 months was once again above the IPCA, and despite the sequential effect on the EBITDA margin being still not positive, it is likely that after more than 2 years, it will be reversed soon. In business performance, the margin gain was higher than expected by the company, demonstrating the quality of its unit economics. And in TechFin, the operation continues its self-sufficiency trajectory, with the profitability of the current portfolio being more than enough to finance the development of the new portfolio. There are more than 35 million BRLs in accumulated EBITDA since the creation of the GVM. Finally, TOTVS wants to lead in everything it operates. The acquisition of Varejo Online gives us another important asset to build our leadership in retail. Sérgio, we will now move on to the Q&A session. Thank you, Dennis.
Okay, thank you very much. Just remembering the guidelines at the beginning of the conference. So if you wanted to ask a question live, please raise your hand using the tool at Zoom, or maybe you can write your question in writing, and we will try to answer that live during the call, or maybe we're going to refer that to the IR team. So let's start with Bernardo from XP. Bernardo, on to you.
Good morning, Denys, Maia, Sérgio. Thank you very much for the opportunity here. My first question is on profitability. This was the main highlight. You had a great sequential evolution. It was a great, surprising business performance. Can you provide a little bit more color of what allowed the profitability of business performance? You mentioned about commercial leverage after the acquisitions. How can we think about this trajectory for the next quarters? And the next question on still on business performance is about the new go-to-market, the one you mentioned in the release for the management customers. Can you mention a little bit more about the lessons learned, the adjustments that you made to try to extract more synergy in different dimensions? Thank you.
Thank you, Bernardo. Good morning. Well, on profitability, on business performance, it was a little bit of what I have been talking before. The business of SaaS, in its essence, it has an operational and scalability that is exceptional from the perspective of portfolio, of research and development, and also from the perspective of distribution when you talk about inbound go-to-market. And we have benefited from all those elements. As this dimension gains scale, we are approaching our ARR of 600 million reais. Those effects are not linear. Sometimes they are not proportionate. So we understand that this profitability is here to stay in business performance. We understand that this is a profitability that is intrinsic to this business model. So once again, we have the elements here in our hands, so we can make of business performance something of increasingly better performance. I also would like to remind you that in fourth quarter, we have the RB Summit that started yesterday. So remember, the fourth quarter has this additional cost. Having said that, structurally speaking, the profitability of business performance changed its level. Your second question, Bernardo, on the new go-to-market, we are talking about cross-sell of business performance products for management clients, used field sales of management. We see a great opportunity here. We have been working in a test scale for a long time with this go-to-market, and all feedback we received so far are the best as possible. This year, I had the opportunity of interacting with more than 100 clients, and honestly, I had not one meeting in which the clients did not failed to show interest in the portfolio of business performance. So those are offers that make a lot of sense to our management clients, regardless of the sector, size, geography. Of course, we are always going to have clients at different states of maturity when you are talking about digital, but when you talk about the RD Market, RD Conversas, CRM, e-commerce, those are all topics that make a lot of sense to management client. So we see a market fit, we have a great fit, and on the other side, we see a structure of distribution of field sales that is incomparable. But of course, we have adjustments that need to be made, as you said. So what are they?
Every ticket, not necessarily field sales, has the same economics of sales of go-to-market that is inbound. Maybe we need an adjustment to have bundled offers. In field sales, you have the remuneration of the channel. You need some adjustments in the remuneration format of this channel. You also have issues related to post-sales, customer success. Those are topics we have been working for a while. As you said, we are learning from them. Throughout 2024, we have had a performance that is better and better. It makes us believe that next year, the go-to-market is going to be more and more relevant. At the end of the day, this has an additional effect. Somehow, we are embracing a client in a broader sense. The more we do that, the better is our renewal rates with those clients. That reinforces the client relationship. Again, business performance is in a new dynamic, a dynamic that we were already expecting, but definitely we are in a new dynamic, both in terms of profitability, diversification, portfolio, and go-to-market.
Perfect.
It was pretty clear. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you. Good morning.
Thiago Kapulskis from Itaú. On to you.
Oi, pessoal, bom dia.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the opportunity of asking questions. I also have two questions. The first one, I have to mention M&A. Every day we see headlines, and every day we receive questions about that. I think that the main question in this regard is the following. I remember that during our interactions, valuation and discipline on this point of view was something you were always repeating. I'd like to understand from you, do you still have this mind, and what can we expect? Is there an expectation of more meaningful M&As or not? From the M&A that you mentioned that was small this time.
The
second question is about cloud. This topic is coming to the conversation every time, and I don't believe people understand about it totally. Those strategic movements of the company, but how that changed the company's drivers. This is relevant, having almost 50% of clients. Could you mention in simple words about this movement to the cloud? How is that going to be improvement? Do we have more revenue to client? Return on invested capital may increase throughout time. Could you think about a similar transition to what SAP did? Can you give us a little bit of color about that? Thank you.
Thank you, Thiago.
I will start, and I believe Maia will complement on something. Starting from your first question, we have no doubt we kept the same mind. We did not change, and we are not going to. Having discipline in M&A is essential. I believe in another opportunity. I mentioned that. Personally, I have 15, 16 years of execution of M&As in the sector, and there were dozens of transactions. I can tell you that despite many factors account for the success of an M&A, there is one factor that is the most important one, that is price discipline. If you are
performing that well enough, the chances of you not having a satisfactory return on M&A is significantly reduced. So based on a concrete history that we as company, myself as a CEO have, I can assure you we are not going to change our behavior in any kind of M&A, may it be small, larger, strategic, non-strategic. This discipline is the base where our execution of M&A is based. And now, answering your second question, Thiago. I thank you for the question, because cloud, as you said, this is a topic that is essential. And in my opinion, it is a topic that the market as a whole here in Brazil does not understand pretty well. And for this reason, you see a performance of a company as SAP, as you mentioned, that is completely different from the performance of TOTVS, from the shareholder performance. But from the perspective of benefits and the size of the opportunity, it's no hard to say that TOTVS is at least at the same situation or probably in a better situation than that, than SAP. We started migrating to the cloud earlier, meaning that our learning here in cloud is at a stage that is extremely advanced already. And we also chose an option, Thiago, that is strategic. And it has been proven right, because we wanted to build our own cloud. There are not all technology businesses that are able to do so. I'll just give you an example internally here, RFP. In business in SaaS, it had not this possibility. In practice, it was not possible for them to have their own cloud. But with the size and leadership TOTVS have, and with a product as critical as ARP, yes, it made sense. And after many years of that decision, it has been proven to be fantastic, to say the least. So on one side, we have an increase that is quite relevant of the revenue generated with the client, and this is easily explained. So let's say, for example, the client has our management app, be ARP, HR, vertical apps. They have to run this application in a certain environment. It may be the cloud, mine, or third parties, or in most cases, on-premises. This environment has a certain cost that is not small. If you think about the maintenance of this cost, even if it's premises in OPEX or CAPEX, this has a it may be as the same cost, similar or the same cost of the application itself. So in practice, what you're doing, you are getting this additional addressable market and you are transforming that into revenue to the company, to TOTVS. So there's a relevant increase in revenue on one side. And also, you enable several other services that will be increasingly easier to be sold. So if you ask us, why have you changed level in the addition of our ARR? Why cross-sell, upsell has been surprisingly better and better? I can answer that. A great deal of this is due to cloud, to the penetration in cloud being increasing in the client. If you ask me why our total cost volume sheet has been decreased, I answer that as cloud is gaining space, we are able to manage an environment that, while is on-premise, is an environment that is hostile. I do not know it properly. When I bring this environment to
My Cloud, this environment is well known, it is standardized, this environment is extremely more efficient. So when we have the cloud internally, we have two other advantages. You can create a logic layer of the application with the hard part of the cloud. And if you are in a public cloud, you will not be able to replicate. So that has, again, an yield for the client that is quite relevant. And also you have cost. You start absorbing all the gain of scale and efficiency that you have as the critical mass of this operation is expanding itself. So once again, I think it's curious because that nowadays, this new assessment of opportunity of ERP and management software have with the adoption of the cloud, and it does not necessarily is recognized in a company as TOTVS. We have took advantage of this for a while. We have been leveraging that, and we see there is still a huge room of opportunity for that to keep continue for many, many years. That's why I believe that we'll keep on surprising the market in terms of growth.
Excellent.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for your answers, Danny, and my regards to all. Well, thank you.
Gabriel
Zandusit, your audio is open, Gabriel.
Pessoal, bom dia.
Good morning, everyone. I have two questions. The first on capital allocation. The company is once again
net debt
as opposed to the net cash, and the exclusion of Dimensa and making large acquisition. So I wanted to know what your expectation is from now on. And also, I would like to ask a little bit more about Dimensa and what your expectations are. Now there's some cash. So what do you think is going to happen in the future?
Bom dia, Gabriel.
Good morning. Thank you for your question. As to capital allocation, yes, I think we remain with very strong cash generation, as you can see in this quarter in special. The free cash flow is strong. And as the company grows and it expands its activity, the cash is doing really well. The cash generation has allowed us, as you mentioned, to have the M&As that we need, and also to have an important return in terms of payback and dividends. And so we can move on with this strategy. The program is as big as the last one, as Dennis mentioned, where we carried out the program in full. So the idea is to try to pursue a little bit more efficiency in the capital structure and also to be able to optimize. We believe we can do both without having any impacts on our program and M&A.
So this is it.
Gabriel, good morning to you. On your second question about Dimensa. Dimensa is following its own trajectory. Last year, we had some changes in the operation. Profitability suffered in the fourth quarter, but throughout this year, As we had already mentioned in the fourth quarter, the performance has been better quarter over quarter. Profitability is coming back. They continued having M&A. And of course, the size of their M&As is very different, but it had a relevant M&A with Quiver, started working in a totally different market. And the results have been quite satisfactory. We can see Dimensa following its normal business path, resuming profitability as it was before the adjustments we made, with a capacity to perform M&A, which is very good. So what we can expect to see is Dimensa with improved results following with its own M&A plan. I would like to add, in the case of Dimensa, that number one, the evolution of the recurring revenue. Since the changes we had at the end of last year until now, the relevance of these revenues have been very significant. And of course, initially, it affects the operation. But we recover profitability as we move on. Yeah, and it adds predictability because this is something that was lower in Dimensa than in the rest of the management. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Next question, Leo Gomes, UBS. Your audio is open.
Oi, pessoal, bom dia.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Thank you for your questions. I'll ask two. Number one, could you discuss a little bit the decrease of the retention rate in business performance, which has been constant when you evaluate the graph? It has decreased quarter over quarter. You also had a very nice IGPM graph. What impact do you see on revenues and then margin, looking at the future quarters and eventually 1 or 2 years ahead for TOTVS? Well, thank you, Leo. Good morning. On business performance retention, perhaps the most important message is that business performance is a fantastic business, as we just mentioned. The unit economics, scalability, operational leveraging, and the fact that the clients have shown a huge interest in the solutions. But having said all this, this business, when compared to business dynamic in a direct comparison with management, it has a more impactful discretionary factor. And I'm talking about management. So nothing is less discretionary than RP in this area. But when you get business performance, it is a little bit more discretionary. And this, of course, will give you some level of variation and fluctuation than what you're used to, or even than what we are used to seeing in management. But once again, this is absolutely normal. When we have a process of acquisitions, and we had different acquisitions in business performance, this transition of what we call single to multi-product, the creation of go-to-market with a new client profile, different sectors of the economy, using sales and business performance as a whole, they were not aware of. And when you have a business which is a little bit more discretionary, it seems absolutely normal that fluctuation is a little bit higher in this renewal rate, or even in the free addition of IR without having any changes in the structure, in the essence. What I can tell you today is there's nothing structural there. Maybe I will tell you something different in a while, but we understand that this is normal in a business that is growing fast. We are diversifying product portfolio, client profile, and go-to-markets. And moving on to the second question, Leo, and once again, I will comment this, and I imagine that Maia might want to complement. I was talking to Sergio a little bit before we started, and I thought this was very interesting because the graph that we included in the release seems very nice. And perhaps in the past year, in 2024, we had an important number of questions in sell sites and buy sites, but especially in buy sites, on this thing where TOTVS continues surprising us in top line, but it was not translated in profitability gain.
Maia,
Sergio, and I have been explaining that this mismatch between IGPM and IPCA, even though it happens quite frequently, perhaps in the past decades, there was never such an intense mismatch, and in such a long period as the past 4 years. But we had not been able to put it in a graph and quantify what the actual impact of the mismatch was in the past 4 years. This graph helped us with this explanation to help confirm. So quarter after quarter, we can see the lifting between mid-2020 to 2022, because the IGPM was very much above the IPCA, and this is something that we see after the second quarter of 22, where this margin started going down. And now, of course, as the two indices meet again and IGPM will probably once again surpass IPCA, it is to be expected that this effect, which has taken our margins down, will be over, and eventually in future quarters, we will have a positive effect on our margin. This graph was the nicest thing we included in this release, and it should explain a lot of the questions we had in the past quarters about this growth performance and profitability as well. Leo, basically, this exercise was based on the contract basis updated by IGPM. When IGPM was above IPCA, how much did it add to the revenues and margins? And how much not having an update which is at least equivalent to IPCA when IGPM was below IPCA removed in terms of margins from the company and revenue as well. This exercise was focused on IGPM. When we brought the indicators, we can compare one to the other. And if you look at the graph where IGPM is running below IPCA, you can see that the areas we highlighted are the areas where we did not apply the negative indicator. And so there is no reduction. The adjustment was upwards.
Que se aplica no custo. Exato.
And it is applicable to cost, right?
Yes,
really clear. And the chart was really clear, and the text and the explanation of the release were amazing. Thank you so much.
Next question,
Vitor Tomita, Goldman Sachs. Vitor, the floor is yours.
Perfeito. Bom dia, pessoal, e muito obrigado.
Good morning, everyone.
Pegar as nossas perguntas.
Thank you very much for taking my question.
Do nosso lado, um pouco mais ligadas
a questions, more related to some initiatives that are not in the core.
Sobre a compra da varejo
the
online.
First one is about the purchase of varejo online.
Visão
Can you explain a little bit more about what is the vision that you have for the future for people?
Já
how much Varejo Online already have ambition and complement the portfolio of retail? And are there another area in retail that you are interested in that could be a strategy for M&A? Second question, on the tech things, could you explain how the initiative evolved with Itaú in terms of the pipeline of new products and internal organization in the quarter?
Muito obrigado.
They have a new CEO there. Okay, thank you. Good morning, Vitor. Starting with Varejo Online, we understand that despite it is an acquisition that is relatively small, it has a value that is important to all of us. As you know, retail is the only sector in the economics where TOTVS is not a leader in. We are leader in some subsegments of retail, just like supermarkets. So yes, we have a lot of interest in it since retail is important for the economy, and we are interested to be able to, over time, be leader in retail, just as like we are leader in other sectors. So Varejo Online is specifically included in the sub-segment of franchises. When you talk about management software for retail in particular, each sub-segment of retail demands a specialized solution. So drugstores, they need a specific software, gas stations, another one, and so on and so forth. And franchise is a subsegment that demands a solution that is quite specialized. Varejo Online is a company founded in 2018, if I'm not wrong. So it's a company for management software. And it is fantastic. They are really new, they are quite modern, they are based on the cloud, on the SaaS model, and it was founded by former important executives of Microvix, which was the leader company in this sector more than 10 years ago, and it was purchased by Linx. So again, from the strategic point of view, this is crucial to us, and considering that franchises, they have a diversified geographic coverage in Brazil, when you have this product in the commercial distribution that is spread out, we are able to accelerate the growth in a quite significant way. About Techfin, everything is evolving well and as expected. Since the beginning of JV from last year, we had already clear the convergence of the organic Techfin and supplier. We were working on that. And what we did now was a natural movement to accelerate this integration, this convergence, and we appointed Mauro, who is the founder of Supplier and who is with us from the beginning, to be the CEO, be the leader of JV as a whole. In terms of update of products, I can share with you that, as you know, we have working capital, we have long credit. We are working to have, as soon as possible, our offer of digital account available. Our payment portfolio, PIX, credit card, has grown a lot. I'm not sure if you noticed, but we adjusted the report of TechFin, and for the first time, we separated what are revenues from credit products and revenues from fee products. That is that business that were already something that we had, but now we combine PIX and credit card. Year over year, the growth accounts to about 70%. So everything is evolving. We continue building our offer of app banking, and we are sure we are creating something innovative and disruptive. Really clear. Thank you so much, Dennis. Our next question comes from Silvio from Banco Safra. Silvio, the mic is open.
Para pegar minha pergunta, tenho duas aqui do meu lado.
I have two questions here. The first one on TechFin. Can you update us on origination of credit and quality of credit at the beginning or almost half of the fourth quarter? And the second question is on R&D. In the release, you mentioned investments in AI in two processes, internal processes and application of products. Can you detail that a little bit more, those two efforts? Are those investments you already have results in the short run, or are they investments that are still in the phase of testing? Can you add a little bit more to that? Good morning, Silvio. How are you? So first of all, talking about TechFin on credit origination and portfolio quality. I think this is the most important topic of all when you talk about credit products. There's always a priority in terms of quality of the originated portfolio. It has kept a healthy percentage of default, you can see. We brought a chart to you comparing this range of market and the profile of market that we work with the Brazilian average. And we keep on having a high quality in terms of credit. Obviously, in this quarter, with the increase of agribusiness, it didn't help us as it usually does in the third quarter. And we were kind of expecting a reduction in production because the agribusiness in the third quarter has a great influence. But luckily, the origination was offset, and we're able to have an increase. I wouldn't say that it was 100% offset, but the profitability of the agribusiness are really good. So it's difficult to have something that will perfectly replace that. But as a whole, I would say that we had a good result. If you had a better quarter, for sure, it would be even better for us in terms of TechFin. On AI,
gente tem ganhado corpo dentro da TOTVS.
AI has been gaining space at TOTVS. We combine a centralized area to develop knowledge
and
to define elementary principles on how to use AI and also to map everything that is happening. And the second approach is to decentralize as much as possible the execution of AI in those areas. So honestly, if you ask me if everything is mapped here in terms of what is going on here at TOTVS, I would say no, because all areas are experimenting in terms of the guidelines that were established. And all departments of the company are testing, piloting different things. So everything is progressing really well, but we are still not at an industrial scale. So we still do not have returns in large scale that I could mention to you. We have a number of applications of AI in our products that generate insights, knowledge, and gains in efficiency. Related to specific issues that are being brought by clients or even by our own developments.
Mas também a aplicação disso dentro dos processos internos da TOTVS.
We are also applying that to the internal processes inside TOTVS. So in support of clients, we have millions of interactions with clients. Of course, we are testing the creation of a knowledge base that is unified, so we could establish standards and those service provision that could feed our development of R&D in the improvement of products. We are using AI in our commercial processes. We have millions and millions of opportunities, business opportunities inside our CRM. And when you apply AI to establish standards, to establish clear trends of what is going to happen, so we can make your seller a super seller with a level of a higher efficiency level, well, this is amazing, and we are using that in large scale. I mentioned before that we had RD Summit. I couldn't be there all day long, but the moment I was there, I could notice that the level of AI use in the tools of business performance is quite impressive. The marketing digital marketing platform, for instance, is transforming itself into an AI platform, so to speak. So AI is already a concrete reality at TOTVS, even though it is still not being used at an industrial scale. It is being used individually in the approaches, but we are using that in number and numerous points of tests. Thank you, Silvio. Next question from Livia from JP Morgan. On to you. Hello, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity of asking questions. I have two questions. First, I'd like for you to explore the message of the management that was positive for the outlook of 2025, with the growth of revenue coming with an operating leverage in all segments. Would it be reasonable to expect an expansion of margin in all business in 2025? And second question, with regards to the change of precification in the implementation of the model of subscription. Can we explore the timeline of this restructuring? Could you talk a little bit more on how this and when this is started to be implemented? And can we expect a change in the behavior of the margin? Is there an impact? And when will be the inflection point? Okay, Livia, I'll answer the first one, and Maya will answer the second one. As you may imagine,
We didn't place the message for nothing. It reflects our feeling. It is not a promise. It is not a guidance as well. I would say that nowadays we have many elements in the performance of 2024 and also in the interaction that we have with our clients at the end. And we know that 2025 has everything it takes to be a great year. And as we no longer have this headwind of the mismatch of inflation of IGPM and IPCA, I can affirm that we have enough elements to adopt this trust and growth and improvement of profitability for 2025 in all our business units. So again, I think the message here is a message of reliability, of trust that is to be relied on. In terms of precification, this is part of what Dennis mentioned at the beginning of the call. It's an effort the company has been doing for a while to reduce the cost of property of clients, especially at the initial investment. And the implementation of the solution is one of the main initial investments made by clients. So as we are able to reduce the cost that is taken by the clients at the implementation, it makes easier to have more clients, new clients, and to expand the use of the clients who are already with us. So more recently, from half of last year onwards, from the commercial perspective, we have seen a lot of cost reduction, and we have reduced the cost of implementation. This is one of the elements that has brought non-recurring revenues down. And another thing that we have experienced lately was an offer and in which we just charge monthly installments by client. So the client does not pay for a separate project. From the accounting perspective, in terms of revenue, is the same dynamic. So we say that we acknowledge the service revenues, so there's a match with the cost of implementation. And obviously, this takes a time to be paid out. That is different from the time of the contract of a client with us. So I'd like to say that after a certain time, we have already paid it all. We have an upside of recurrence that comes later on. So just to clarify, we expect in 3 years to completely have the complete payback of the implementation project. If the client stays with us from this moment on, all this excessive will be an upside of sales for us. So this is the effort the company has been doing on the commercial side. As I said, to reduce the entry cost for the client, either it is a new client or a base client we have that wanted to have new solutions. Livia, if I could add something to that, I would say that from the philosophical point of view, it's like we were planting today something that is going to generate a lift of recurrent revenue that is always growing because we are transforming this amount of the service into a recurrence that is going to exist throughout the permanence of the client with us. So that creates values for the future, for the company, that is quite relevant.
Perfeito, pessoal. Ficou muito claro.
Perfect.
Obrigada.
Everyone, thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Obrigado, Lívia. Essa foi a nossa
thank you, Lívia. That was our last question. So now I turn the floor to Dennis to and the meeting. I'd like to take the opportunity. I talked about RD Summit. So I'd like to invite everyone to participate of an RD Summit that is taking place in São Paulo. It is taking place until tomorrow at Expo Center Norte. It is by far the main event on digital market in Latin America. And it is presenting lots of news in terms of business performance. Also this year, we are given the possibility of following the event online free of charge. So we are calling it RD Summit Live Show. So you have the opportunity of seeing the talks of speakers and to have live streaming of some talks as well. So for everyone who is interested, you can access the website of the event using the QR code that is on slide 14, or you can get in contact with our IR team. Once again, thank you very much, everyone, and I hope to see you soon in the future in the next quarter. Bye-bye.